watching or listening to URL. I'm Courtney Miller, your host, and today URL stands for Unicorn in Real Life.
Oh, that's so sweet, Courtney.
And today, the person in the chat with me, someone very important, and some would say very impactful, Sarah Whittle, everybody.
Hello. I'm so excited to chat today.
Yes, it's important that you're here to me because we're going to also, at the very end, determine the very thing you coined. Are you allowed online?
Yes.
You are like, let's get real. You have a very colorful internet history.
Yes.
And a lot of big parts of it are from Smosh.
Yeah. I worked for Smosh for 5 years and
only
Courtney,
five.
Yeah. It's so crazy, right? But you're one of my closest friends. I feel like we were
girls
together.
I was going to say most important accolade, being my bestie.
Yeah. We were girls together and we grew up together. And like, I'm just like so proud of you. So I've declared myself also number one Courtney fan in the entire planet.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't say you're legally forced to hang out with me today because
I actually requested to be here.
He said, please, please. I'm legally required to hang out with you for the next hour. Okay, so we've got a lot on our agenda. Like, this is the thickest agenda I think we've had.
I did a lot at Smosh, but I did a lot of side quests too. Like,
yes.
I've been chronically, painfully, delightfully online for probably since I was like 13.
Amazing.
And I'm, you know, old now, so according to the internet. But I'm very proud of my age and I'm proud of what I've been through to get here. And I'm so proud of where I am here.
Oh my God, yeah. Speaking of how we feel and how age happens, I was a little bit scared that I look like John and Kate plus 8.
Honestly, like I was watching Drew's episode and I was like, it's giving a little bit of like Karen, but you're like slaying. You're slaying the Karen. And honestly, all of us had a Karen haircut at one point.
So
it's all
real.
About the like energy you bring.
I like to say maybe I'm like a Sharon. Who's like, they call a Sharon is the Karen, but for justice. So
love
that's
it.
Good. I'm trying to remember what our first video that we worked on together was.
Ooh, that's a good question. I was brought in at Smosh because I actually got laid off at my job at Game Show Network.
No! Oh my
10
God.
10 years ago. And so I just happened to talk to one of the producers at Smosh, like just as a connect.
Because you were doing Clever as well, right? Or was
well,
that not before?
And yeah, this producer also got me in over at Clever to like get an audition. So I was like auditioning and trying to produce. My job at Game Show Network in 2015 was as a producer and host for their like YouTube channel. And that was my first like job in digital because I was in TV before. That was really fun. And you know, Jeremy Culhane, who just made it on SNL.
Yes, a good friend and co-host of a podcast with Angela. Jeremy, who just, got casted on SNL.
Yeah, he was a co-host at that job. And so him and I would do content together. I loved doing content with him.
I can't believe the string theory there. Like, that's so wild.
Yeah. And so I love doing content there. I always, like, throughout the years, even when I was at Crocs, I think I was one of the first ones to give Jeremy a brand deal. Like, when he was blowing up on TikTok. Because I was like, oh my God, can you please? Like, he was making a series. And so I've just always been a fan of, but it's so crazy. It's like a 10-year overnight success. Like,
yes.
And I feel like all of us who were like kind of got together in 2015, there's so many people, Hannah Pilkus too. Like I'm seeing so many people kind of like find their success 10 years later. I think Smosh is in its golden era. Like it's not overnight. It's a 10-year overnight success. And
you
it's really cool to see.
Very much so. You have to like really want it.
Yeah.
And push through. Like I just saw some people talking about like, oh, my toxic ex worked at TikTok. So I'm spilling all the tea that he told me. And they're like, yeah, like they will test you. And if you keep posting through your dead eras where you're not getting any views and you keep going, then you'll see more numbers or something like that. Interesting things.
I do have tea from that first like Game Show Network.
Oh God.
But I'm like so nervous to talk about it.
What kind of tea?
I'm like so nervous. Well, I did a video. Well, it's like really about my first like hater comments ever when I was on camera. So I did a video with Trisha Paytas.
That's right. Oh my God. Okay. I am buckling up, bro.
I'm so nervous.
I wouldn't be. I feel like she would respond positively to hearing stuff from the past like this.
I don't know. But like, it was my first YouTube video I'd ever produced and hosted myself. I was in TV. I was mainly behind the camera. TV's very traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like this Whisper Challenge show at Game Show Network. She was kind of like a friend of the channel from what I was told. And so we brought her in to play Whisper Challenge and it was like me and another host. And then like months later, the video had gone out. It didn't get that many views. But months later, Trisha was kind of doing like one of those like kitchen bathroom floor
videos. Kitchen bathroom floors, yes. I'm familiar.
And it was like a Q&A and someone asked like, what's the worst video you've ever done in your career? And she said, my video.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, damn. Like, damn. And then so like two of her fans went over to the upload and was like, I think Trisha said I was so unfunny. She was like, the girls in the video were so unfunny. And I was like, brutal. That's brutal. And so then two of her fans went over to the video and commented, you're right. These girls are so unfunny. This host is so unfunny. I wanted to. I wanted to end it all. It was brutal. It was like two comments, but I was like,
forget the first. You never forget the first. God, you're so brave for telling that story. But it's like, we all have opinions and that's such a long time ago. And also you got to start somewhere.
Exactly. I was figuring it out. I think she
was trying to figure it out.
You know, she's still trying to figure it out.
We all are trying to figure it out.
To give some people some grace is really valuable, but hey, haters are going to hate. But that was like my first like interaction with like online perception beef. And it was like a lot.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Well, I think you came out of it a little bit stronger considering where you are now.
This episode of URL is brought to you by ZocDoc. Sometimes searching for the right doctor is like a complex Mad Libs game. You need a blank specialist who takes your insurance. You need a blank specialist who spends more than 5 minutes with you in the exam room. You need a blank specialist who can actually help you with that crazy blank issue. You need a blank specialist who doesn't make you wait blank months before you can schedule an appointment. Well, ZocDoc makes it easy to fill in all the blanks to help you find the right doctor for your specific needs. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. I use ZocDoc for my dermatologist, and you should too. I love using ZocDoc because it takes the stress out of all the work of scheduling. It makes my life so much easier when booking appointments. I've even scored some last-minute appointments, which ended up being same day. Can it get any easier than that? Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/URL to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/URL. ZocDoc.com/URL.
You've actually gotten so good at social media that you barely post for yourself anymore.
I know.
What the hell? We have some of your viral TikToks here. I think that it's important that everyone sees.
Oh, absolutely. This is my most viral sound ever.
Cats are a blessing.
You know what? You're gonna ruin my life when you die.
Oh my God, Bones and Puppy are very similar.
I know, I'm such a cat lady. I love my cat so much. TJ was actually my first viral TikTok.
TJ!
He made my TikTok
pop. The deep morning voice?
Yeah, the wow.
I love that video.
And he sounded like a Minecraft character.
Okay, and of course, have to throw it back to your hair dyeing TikToks.
This is top tier.
Top tier. You love a fart.
Yes, and I love this for the audio listeners. Yes. I'm dyeing my hair green for audio listeners.
Yes. And it is green.
It's so green. I love that hair.
Because goddamn, you can pull off any color on your head.
I agree. I'm going to let you gas me up too. I have no shame. I used to dye my hair like every month because it was a really fun creative exercise. Like I left Smosh to go like deep into the corporate world, corporate marketing world. So I needed that creative outlet to like make me feel like myself. And I really had a fun time dyeing my hair.
Yeah.
After a while, it got like a little exhausting. That's why I chopped it off a couple years ago. And that also was life changing.
I love your bob.
I do love the
bob. It's you.
It's such like a little flirty bob.
I bet your haters, if they are out there somehow, are like, God damn it, why does she keep serving?
Yep, she never stopped serving, so good luck.
Never stopped serving, full-time server. We've been talking about eras.
Yes.
And we've talked a little bit about hair. Some time for Hera's game.
Sarah Hera's game.
We have a bunch of our pictures of different eras of hair. So we're calling it hair or nair.
Okay, I love this. I wanted it to be sounds. I wanted sounds to be involved.
So we can make those sounds.
Yeah.
It begins.
Oh my god, baby face. So it's hair. Or
yeah, nair. Hair or nair. I'm thinking nair.
But you're so cute.
This was still like scared to do anything crazy. That's the first PR photo I took for Smosh ever.
Cute. I mean, honestly, it's kind of like very similar to like the Rachel, and I did the Rachel for a really long time because I wanted like the like nice layers and mm-hmm. the PC Bob moment. But like, I think it's a classic, but it's nair. Not a lot of personality.
Correct. Nair. Nair.
Homemade ombre at home.
Homemade ombre made at home.
Oh,
homemade.
Very orange. Oh my god, this is one of my like very first headshots ever.
Really well done though. It's a good gradual ombre. I mean, for the time.
Honestly, the ombre probably cost me $20. So I'm going to say hair.
Hair and Tumblr fantasy. The Tumblr girlies are probably drooling, shaking, rattling.
Yes. Oh my gosh. This is so...
That was my
crazy
horse girl era.
At.
I know, bro. Like, I think a lot of our fans actually don't know I had this era of like horse girl.
I remember.
Blake Lively, non-derogatory hair.
Oh my gosh, you look like such an actress.
I was at a premiere.
Yeah,
for that photo.
you kind of look like like a Shailene Woodley kind of thing. If this is, yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't know. I'm just like, my breath was taken away. So I'm going to say hair.
Thank you, hair. I wish I could achieve her one more time, but it's just too hard.
I know. It takes too long.
It takes so long.
Oh, gamer girl.
Gamer girl cotton candy queen.
This was actually hair that was paid for. I got a brand deal.
Okay.
With this hair color kit. And so I had my fans decide what type of coloring, because it was like a 2-in-1 hair kit, like multiple colors, and
whoa.
You can mix them together and customize your look. And so my fans voted for pink money pieces and like a violet.
How do you feel about this one on you personally?
It's like not my favorite, but it was really fun. Blue is really hard to get
yeah.
out of your hair. So I was really worried about that. That's why Billie Eilish ruined her hair because she went blue.
Ooh.
So I would say it's a hair, though.
Hair?
I would say hair.
Hair.
It's a sleigh.
It is
even
a
though
sleigh.
It's not my favorite. Yes, this used to be my favorite.
Guys,
this used to be my top favorite.
Thank you. Guys, I'm getting the itch.
I know. This is you as a redhead. It used to be my top favorite.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
This,
that's so funny.
My top favorite.
This?
Yes.
Mina?
I think
so
the
funny.
Florence Pugh and the Cameron Diaz. It's like, it's, I love this. I love
Thank
this look
you.
For you, especially with the earrings and the whole thing. But yeah, Ginger Courtney has a sweet spot in my heart.
Thank you. I think about bringing it back sometimes, but maybe another time.
There's always another time.
Always another time.
Yes.
Pink Sarah.
I do love pink hair. I miss my pink hair.
You're such a pink person. Like, you're like, pink
Aww.
Is such a part of you. Like, the pink couch is like, you're made to be
this
there.
Is like, so yeah, I keep petting it and everything. No, I love this. This is a hair,
hair
for sure.
Hair. I think we're just gassing each other up. It's all hair.
Yeah, I think everything's gonna be hair. Yes, the Baeyang.
Oh my god, that was my first time getting like a shag type situation.
Oh my gosh, I love this. I've never seen this selfie. This is a hair for me.
Thank you. Hair. Thank you. That was, yeah, that was a big jump for me. That was probably the biggest I'd ever taken.
Oh, yellow, neon yellow.
Yellow. This is where I'm like, okay, god damn it, Sarah. Like, you pull off neon primary color yellow and it looks amazing
on
you.
So good. So neon. I loved it in black light. It looked sick as hell.
Whoa.
It looked so fucking cool.
Hair. Oh, yeah.
Oh, purple.
Purple.
She's feeling moody.
I was actually asked to dye it purple because I was just using color shampoo back then.
Yeah, I remember. And you just put like a little bit more color shampoo in your hair, right?
Yeah, and that was for a role for a sketch.
Hell yeah.
I was so serious, bro. I think now.
You know what? It's like a new personality. I think how. But it's not your personality.
It's not me.
You are like full. Like if I saw you doing TikTok live and like doing ASMR.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's who this is.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, she's very e-girl.
She's like, that's her.
Okay, and
blonde.
I love this one, blonde Sarah.
The Fox News anchor era.
Oh, please. Fox News.
I looked so good. I just looked too normal. Like, I just like
yeah.
felt like.
Too demure.
Like, I just felt like this is not who I am. It just didn't have enough edge to it.
I'm like, she, what's her number?
I know. It is very pageant girl. It is very Fox News host. And I think that's ultimately why I had to step away from that era.
This is crazy, Sarah Lore, that you might know if you follow Sarah, but you had experience in the pageant world.
I did one pageant as like a self-dare. And my dare was like, can I blend in?
Can I? Oh my God, I love it. An imposter.
Yes, here's a photo of it. Yes. Hair. So I did. It was right before I moved from Arizona to California because I was like, I can't compete in the California circuit.
Oh my God.
And so I was like, let me do Miss Arizona USA, which is the one you don't need a talent for. Because I also, what would I do for a talent? That's crazy. Let me show you my Instagram.
Let's do a tight 10.
Do you want a marketing strategy?
Like, I do really good farting sounds.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I did a pageant in Arizona and I wanted to blend in. I think I did like a C+ blending in. I was definitely like the girl in the backstage area making everyone laugh and nice. Everything. So then my second goal was, can I get Miss Congeniality?
Ooh.
And shocker, like pageantry is a little bit like a popular girls club. And I was, yeah. I'm not naturally one to be accepted in the popular girls club. So I think ask. I got outnumbered.
Okay. And Mike made something special for us. We don't know.
Oh my God, the COVID hair where everyone was bleaching their hair.
Oh, we got the green Jacksepticeye. Rip.
Yep, Markiplier.
He loved that red. Oh. What happened to blue? Men trying stuff?
Yeah, let's get more men trying stuff.
Yeah. This was the OG performative
Tyler
male.
Oakley. Oh my God, that shade of purple is stunning. Yes, Anthony.
He's trying crazier stuff now, I feel like.
Damien's had so many hair colors.
True. Noah, speaking of so many hair colors.
Actually, me and Noah, like final boss hair color people. Yep.
And Link, you know, with that.
Yes.
Pauly D softcore on red.
Oh my gosh. Was this, oh.
Ludwig is a drag
queen? Oh yeah, Spencer. Bleach Spencer blonde. King. That's my favorite.
I think he's thinking about doing it again.
I think he should. Oh. Sorry, did you get a virus in the computer for that last one?
We will always miss you.
Rip. More boys doing more hair.
Get funky. Go to the salon, boys.
Go to the salon. One of my favorite COVID videos that I just rewatched from Smosh was when we gave Ian a bowl cut.
Yeah.
And it's so unhinged and bad. It's so funny.
We really let him walk out of the studio and into the world after that.
We didn't go into the world. We went home and quarantined.
Right. Quote unquote world. You're right. And you're right.
Yeah. And he was in like maybe a month of videos with that haircut. And it was like every time I looked at it, it was just so funny.
I loved it.
I loved it too.
I loved it.
This episode of URL is brought to you by Mint Mobile. If you're still overpaying for wireless, it's time to say yes to saying no. At Mint Mobile, their favorite word is no. No contracts, no monthly bills, no overages, no BS. Here's why I said yes to making the switch and getting premium wireless for $15 a month. Smosh needed a new provider fast, and we easily made the switch to Mint Mobile. The best part was we were able to bring our old phone number and existing contacts to this new plan. We made the switch because our old provider just wasn't cutting it. We ditched overpriced wireless and jaw-dropping monthly bills. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And we've been able to stay connected with our Smosh guests, like Sarah Whittle, because our phone doesn't drop calls and has quality signal. And Sarah Whittle's located in New York too, so we needed a network that is reliable. Ready to say yes to saying no? Make the switch at mintmobile.com/URL. That's mintmobile.com/URL. Upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. Limited time new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds may slow above 35 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. Back to the show.
You had an entire ass full-time job as social media person for Crocs, and nobody knew except for your circle.
My circle, yep. That was like the deep lore of like the real reason.
This is why you left Smosh.
This is why I left Smosh. Clip that. This is really good. This is the real reason why I left Smosh. I got a job to head up social at Crocs. And that was in 2021, right after the 2020 boom of the company. So they were really looking for someone to like bring it to the next level. And it was me. And I remember when we did our goodbye podcast, Ian was like, can we please talk about this opportunity? Like this like, as soon as I told everyone the opportunity, everyone was like, go, go queen. Like, yes, go. And I just appreciated that so much. But I really wanted to keep it to myself because working at Smosh, your name is so attached to the projects, even if you're crew. And I think it's great that like the crew is getting the credit. Like mm-hmm. everyone should get the credit, but it becomes hard to be mm-hmm. perceived in everything you do. And then people also throw on extra perceptions of like, oh, well, since you created this, you also created that. And that was f***ed up and mm-hmm. da. So I wanted to like go to a new place, start a new thing without my name attached to mm-hmm. see if I could really do it on my own. And not saying that like my name attached to Smosh made it grow, but I wanted to like prove myself.
Right.
And so for a year and a half, I was not public about any of the work that I was doing at Crocs. And it was incredible work. I did hundreds of campaigns each year, built out organic, built out the teams, like created global strategies for all the regional teams to get inspiration from and guidance from. And also I did Lightning McQueen Crocs campaigns. That was like one of my first campaigns at Crocs.
You sent me these and I may as well have put them in a safe. Because they were so hard to get. I was so amazed that you sent those to me. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I got a death threat because someone couldn't get the Lightning McQueen Crocs on launch day. God. Someone said, the social media manager at Crocs should die because I couldn't get the Lightning McQueen Crocs.
Yeah, it's the social manager that you should come for. Not maybe the suppliers or the factory that should. You just want them to make more. Or just nobody needs to die.
But also, these are rubber shoes in the shape of cars.
For a children's film.
Calm down. Down.
Very real.
And so, yeah, I was getting that. And I believe that campaign was happening at the same time that I had left Smosh and we did all my goodbye content.
Right.
So on one side of the internet, everyone was being so nice and being like, we support you no matter what, Sarah. We're so sad. Like, best mm-hmm. of luck. And then the other side, it was like, I will kill you if I don't get these Lightning McQueen Crocs. And I was like, God. This is an original experience.
The whiplash was real.
But yeah, I'm so proud of my work there. So I was there for almost 4 years and built it up and built up the team and brought like record-breaking mm-hmm. stats to it. And last year I got an Ad Age 40 under 40 for marketing professionals. And I was that was like a bucket list career item for me to get so a 40 under 40. And I got it.
So sick.
Yes.
I just got to say, like, it must have been so crazy to hide such a big part of your life. You know, as someone who has experience in hiding a big part of your life for a
what
few
are you
years.
About?
I don't know. But to be real, I feel like maybe like a relationship or a boyfriend or a partner is a little bit easier to hide than like your career. So like, mm-hmm. what was that like hiding such a big secret from the public cyber eye?
I actually didn't think it was that big of a deal because even in my socials, like my personal socials, I never really talked about like Smosh all the time.
True.
Like maybe one out of every 20 posts would be about Smosh. So I just never made a point to like show that part of my life always mm-hmm. all the time. And like social media is not real. It's not the whole picture. And I'm not going to share the whole picture. And I'm also not going to put everything out there. I think, Courtney, you and I have had very scary experiences with our privacy being mm-hmm. infringed upon. And like once it's infringed upon, it's hard to like take it back. Yeah. And so like I lean on you and kind of like the stories that you have shared with me that helped me protect myself too. Because I was able to be there for you and see what you went through. And so I learned from you a lot too on like where to draw boundaries and where I can share.
I love you. Yeah, that's so real. It was such a crazy time.
Yeah.
The internet. And like, I think it was like those couple years, people were inside so much and people were just acting different online.
It was crazy.
It's also interesting hearing you talking about like, yeah, how even crew, you kind of, it's almost not in a necessarily bad way, but sometimes it can feel like quicksand when you're associated with a big name. Mm-hmm. You kind of, I wonder what that's like for you and for other crew who like are associated with Smosh and just mm-hmm. how you can kind of always feel like you're getting kind of pulled over and in references online and stuff like.
Yeah, I think it's like the reality is when you work in a job like production at Smosh, it's such a unique experience and you have a lot of eyeballs critiquing the work and like thinking that the cast works one way, the crew works one way. And the reality is like they don't know the full dynamics and they shouldn't know it. Like to me, that should be separated from like the content that's actually presented out. And I wish that more fans and viewers would focus more on the content than like the shit behind it, because the shit behind it is really hard. It's hard and it's like thoughtful and it's experimental and it's a risk too sometimes. And so like when you're in this like kind of creative space, it is like you're kind of cutting your heart open a little bit, even though it's a job and you should treat it as a job. Creative jobs and social jobs in particular require a piece of your heart and your mind. And so it's a very vulnerable place to be. And so I wish there was just a little more compassion and understanding that like this, of all the things happening, this is the best thing that came to be. And like, we can't wait for it to be perfect. We're just trying a thing. Give people the grace to like figure it out. Just like Trisha Paytas' video, like give me some fucking grace to figure it out. And you don't have to comment on every little thing. Like imagine if you were a friend and every little thing I'm like, oh, Courtney, you're a little like, you have a little speck of like mascara on your eyelid. It's like, ugh, I'm not hanging out with you, motherfucker. Like you're not fun. And so it's like if you're a type of viewer or person that's only pointing at the little things or like trying to pick something apart, I just think you're not a cool person. And I think that's not fun for anyone.
That's very well said. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, we work to put out content for free on a platform for the most part. We have paid content sometimes. But yeah, it is a vulnerable place to be as a creative. And like, yeah, I could not have said that better myself.
And especially in this environment, like there's a lot going on and like the work that we do inherently is just getting more political. And so I think it's also like you have to support the creators that you devote time to. And like genuinely, and I know Damien's saying this before, but genuinely, if you're not enjoying the content or something's bothering you that much, just move on. Because honestly, if you're commenting a hater comment, like thank you for the engagement. You're helping my algorithm. Like
that is so true. I've had some TikToks go viral in an area that I was not expecting. And then all of a sudden your comments is like, oh, this became political somehow.
Yeah.
Thank you for the 3 cents that you just gave me by commenting or whatever. I don't even know the numbers.
Yeah. But I think attention is currency. In today's age, attention is currency. So if you are going to give negative attention to negative things or negative people, you're actually helping them. Like I heard a quote recently that's like, we used to think sex sells, now rage sells. So yeah, it's like people are trying to get a comment out of you. They're trying to get a like out of you. What is more brutal than that? Moving on. Swiping away, because then the algorithm says, oh, this person swiped away because they didn't resonate with this content or they didn't give it a long watch time. We're going to push it down in the algorithm. To me, that's the best way to rebel against things that you don't like is just like don't give them the time and space and engagement.
You had a lot of
Crocs.
You did have a lot of Crocs.
I had 150 Crocs. I had a Croc wall at home. It was incredible. I got down to 50 when I moved to the city.
Wow. Proud of you. Hey, so proud of you. And when you showed me your Croc wall when I visited your place.
I know.
I was like, oh my God.
I was like, come these are my treasures. Relics.
Speaking of relics. Oh, yes. Yeah. We have the clip here that you posted a video finally revealing. And look at that wall. You have unreleased Crocs in there.
Yes, I have unreleased Crocs. I have sample Crocs. I have, that was a Halloween costume. I wore Crocs to my wedding. And yeah, I made this video to kind of memorialize the Croc wall. And it was so funny because I was hanging out with like Chris Clemens at one dinner one day. And he was like, you need to do one of like by orange color, by yellow color, by like, you need to do all this TikTok content. And I was like, girl, you don't have to worry about pitching me ideas.
Yeah, no, because you had a lot of stuff going viral. That was, like you said, it was in a crazy explosive era, including these crazy Crocs. Am I wearing these right, by the way?
Or
do you prefer sport mode personally?
I mean, you know, it's very rare that I see Lightning McQueen in chill mode, but maybe it's sport where add like a little motor revving to it. Yeah, the Lightning McQueens are so, and you know what's crazy is like I probably was a part of like 3 Lightning McQueen campaigns at my time at Crocs. Never watched 1 minute of a Cars movie.
Exposed.
Exposed. But yeah, we had like we had a video that got like 35 million views for Lightning McQueen. It was insane. And then Shrek Crocs were a thing. I loved those. And then the cowboy Croc boots, that those was a pitch crazy. Of mine. Yeah, I loved working at Crocs.
That's so fun. Okay, speaking of going viral, we have a bit of a challenge for you. Help us make these things go viral.
Ooh.
Please, mommy.
Because there's a button.
Because there's a button.
I have a button and it says go viral.
It's the codes to launch viral.
For real though, like marketing peeps out there and social media peeps, like going viral takes a little bit of luck.
Yeah.
You can do all the right things, but there's luck involved in it. Like even as in luck of like, did they change the algorithm today or did breaking news happen today and that's taking over? Are the mm-hmm. Olympics going on? So real. You can't just like make it go viral.
Yeah, make it go viral, guys.
Make it go viral.
So we have a few products or businesses that are looking for a campaign idea with your expert skills.
This is like Shark Tank.
Yeah. Like how would you help boost
make it viral.
This brand?
Okay.
Yeah.
I love this. Okay.
So number one, woke swords. All-inclusive swords.
Are they swords for like all types of people?
Yeah.
Woke. All types of people.
Woke swords.
All-inclusive.
Accessible swords. Anybody can have them swords.
Okay. So I would probably partner with a influencer, someone who's like very democratic that has like a lot of different types of people in their audience.
Mm-hmm.
And woke swords I think is very funny. So maybe, ooh, if we got Keanu Reeves to be the spokesperson for woke swords. Swords.
Yeah, swords. It's a word.
Keanu Reeves is the face of the campaign, and basically it is a parody, like, you know how they used to do Scary Movie?
Yes.
But, like, for action films that, like, Keanu's been starring in. And in all, we do all different scenes where he's using the different swords.
Holy shit. Okay, amazing. Amazing, amazing, Sarah.
Budget, $5 million.
Greenlit. My button is the greenlit button. Okay, next. Company brand idea.
Great.
Ketchup for Halloween season?
Yes. Orange and black together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Orange and black put together, just like there was the green and purple ketchup back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And you only serve it at theme parks.
Awesome. Can I pitch one too?
Yes.
Vampire blood still ketchup is red, but maybe they make it extra red for the Halloween.
Oh my gosh. What if you made like a new component where it was like you opened up the thing and it was like teeth pop out and it's like.
We're going to shake hands.
Deal. Deal.
This is a big deal. Greenlit or red lit. Okay, next one. Golf clubs for seniors.
Golf clubs for seniors. Aww.
I know, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, what would I do with that? Golf club for seniors.
That's an interesting one, huh?
I know, that's really
a little out of your.
I want to be really thoughtful about it. So
yeah.
Dog club for seniors. So yeah, they're like a little easier for them to use. Maybe they're taking them to like the mini golf course or whatever. So I would hold a golf tournament for only people who are 80 and above.
Wow.
And we fly out all the influencers and make it like a really cool event and like give them like those jackets that they do with like the golfy, what is it? I'm not golf.
I'm
golf
not golf.
Tournament.
But they have those like jackets. The sports jackets, the
yeah.
sports coats.
Yeah, and we would find the best elder golfers in the world and basically treat them like Tiger Woods.
I love that.
Wholesome.
And maybe there's a way to create ones for people who are in wheelchairs or on walkers.
Yes.
And
I love this. Maybe in the club at the top, it like pops off and Werther's Originals just come out of it.
There it is. There it is. Okay, next product. Pizza place that makes dog shit terrible pizza.
Okay, a bad pizza company needs help.
Dog shit pizza.
Well, I've actually wanted Rhett and Link always to bring back the era where they were making like really good local commercials. So I think
yes.
Rhett and Link, we would green light this series coming back and they would make the commercial for the local company.
Oh my God, there you go. Last one. Bald caps for bald people.
Ooh, bald cap for bald people. Yes, because this is for people who want to experiment with their color but don't actually have hair follicles in their head to be able to participate in all the hair eras that many people have done. So these bald caps will come in like a variety of rainbow of colors. I would make it edible.
For roll-ups just on your head?
Yeah.
Or tattoos.
Ooh. On the head?
Yeah, head
Hell
tattoos.
Hell yeah, I love that.
Who knows?
Have you been on Toupee Talk?
Yes. I love it. It's so cool. I love it.
And like, there's one woman that like, she's just able to like blend in that hairline incredibly and like do the haircut. It's like so cool.
And I love that people are down to be public about it and like sharing that they went and got this done. Like that moment where it gets shaved off. I'm like, God damn.
That's so vulnerable.
So vulnerable. And I'm like, yeah, get it.
It really inspires me to be more vulnerable online.
Yes. And it makes them, they all look hot.
Watch,
after.
I just take off my hair.
You have two tufts on each side. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Uncommon Goods. The holidays are approaching. Do you believe it? It's never too early to get your shopping done. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. I was shopping for something a little special for Spencer, and I found these adorable little paper cats that you can keep on your desk. He has cats. I love cats. We both love trinkets. Come on, it's perfect. Every year, I feel like I'm getting him the same thing, but Uncommon Goods has super unique items, and lots of them are handmade. These paper kitties are so cute, and I can't wait to make them with him. But shh, don't tell him what I'm getting him. He loves surprises. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And I have a hot tip for you. A lot of these products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out for this holiday season. And with every purchase you make, Uncommon Goods gives back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated over $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/URL. That's uncommongoods.com/URL for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we are all out of the ordinary.
And speaking of toupee talk, what other parts of the talk are you on? Like, what else do you consume for fun on social media?
I feel like, well, I feel like every time I'm online, I'm working. Right. Because I work in social media marketing. So, but luckily it's like a hybrid. I think I used to use it as an excuse, and now I'm like, okay, we need to actually like limit it to 2 hours a day. I get a little bit of everything, and I get like what I'm interested in. So like DIY, nails, fashion, hair, cats. I'm getting a lot of sad cat videos lately, and I'm like, I don't accept this energy right now. Can't take that. So yeah, it's a little bit of everything. But yeah, the algorithms are shifting. They will shift a little more, especially with what the government deals are happening right now. So I think like the next year is going to be very telling on like what platforms really do. Like, they have to figure it out.
That's
they have
so
to
real.
Figure out. And I think it's like just a very, very interesting time for free speech, for social media and everything like that. So I feel like in my career that spans over like 14 years, I've been able to be like, a year from now, this is how we're going to be using influencers and everything like that. Now with like AI slop and all the political things, I just think it's going to be the unknown, and we just kind of got to like take it one step at a time.
That's so real. On the topic of like, since your job is what it is, it makes social media different. I literally heard this today on Rotten Mango. She was talking about side effects of a job.
Yeah.
And how like someone who works at a funeral home looks at humans differently because of their job. And like, I feel like, yeah, even my job, like since I had a lot of time directing and producing, that sometimes it's hard to turn it off when you're just trying to be a head empty, silly talent, goofy guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I'm curious like what other people, if you in the comments, your job, maybe think about what the side effects of your job are that affect your outside life, whether you realize it immediately or not. Cam ops, do you have a side effect to the job? Do you like notice lighting is extra awesome in a moment? I'm getting some nods.
Yeah, like, because, like, when you're a film kid, you, like, watch films and you're like, oh, that's not consistent. Oh, that's not good. But I will say, like, as someone who loves film, TV, video, like, I am a nerd for it. Mm-hmm. When you see something magical, like that music scene in Sinners, you're like, this is such a feat, like, to get it on paper to, like, what it is today. Like, it's incredible. Makes me cry.
When I see that, I love it. It's an amazing like puzzle of lots of different jobs, but I'm like, that's good directing that it was like executed.
But
so
that's
well
why
too.
Anthony's funeral is like still my favorite thing that like Smosh has ever done. And you were like the queen of it. And it's like to have all those moving pieces come together and actually come to a product that looked so fucking sick and slick. I was just like, I literally, after that episode aired, after the live stream, I was crying on the couch.
Aww,
I was
Sarah.
So fucking proud. And I was like, Courtney, you fucking did that. You fucking did that. Like, I was so stoked about it.
Thank you. That means a lot.
And I remember, like, in the between times between Defy and Mythical, remember that meal we went out to? And yes. You were like, you brought your little notebook and you were like, this is what I want to do. Like, I've seen you do it. Do you think I can do it? And I was mm-hmm. like, absolutely, you can do it. Like, you can do it. You can direct. Like, what I'm doing is like not that hard if you know what you're doing. So you just got to like put yourself through the reps and you'll get there.
I truly don't think I would have evolved in the ways that I did without your help, because when I first started at Smosh and when I was seeing our sketch directors doing what they were doing, I was like, I could never do that. I don't even understand how you can see the thing before it's on in front of the camera. I don't know how you could do that. The confidence and the way that you just so without think, not that you don't think, it's just like you are so certain and sure of yourself with how you do things that like I adopted that. And when I started directing, there was not a single moment when I was directing where I was going, oh, I'm scared this person's not going to take my directing well. I'm scared they're not going to listen to me or respect me, because I was like, I'm directing. I'm the director. My name is on that slate. You legally have to listen to me.
Exactly.
And I realized that later. I was like, whoa, I didn't even think about that. That was a brief moment where there was no imposter syndrome, which is interesting.
And that's when you've reached your like flow state. That's what I call flow. Like, you've reached your flow state. You're like, I'm so fucking good. Like, I am so fucking good at what I do. Like, I am so confident in my abilities. And I'm also someone that's like, if you don't say it out to the universe, how do you think the universe is going to clap it back to you? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to say the dream out loud. Like, you have to say it. So it's like, when last year I was having like a little crisis, I sat down and I was like, Claudio, do we need to move to New York? And he was like, me and the cats are ready. And I got home and I found a job. I applied for that job and I ended up getting that job. And we moved to New York. And Claudio had like two job offers at the airport while we were with our cats about to move to the East Coast. And he was in between two job offers. Like, if you don't say it in the universe, it can't hear you. So like, I am a big believer in like, if you want it, you say it. And like, in that moment when you opened up your thing, you were like, I want to be a director. I'm like, you can be a director then.
Oh, that's really cool to
hear. So that's why my next era is going to be, I want to be a reality show contestant.
This is happening. And this is happening. We were talking about this last night. We were out at this little cute little restaurant with a bunch, like with Shane and the crew and Claudio and people. And we were talking about like traitors and stuff. And guys,
we got to make this
happen. It's gonna happen.
I want to apply as a couple with Claudio on Traitors.
I love it.
I want to be it because they're doing a normie season.
Keep your plan though, but keep your plans under the wraps.
Yeah, I'm not gonna tell you the plans we have in place.
but you're stratting.
Yes, my goal is like, I would love to get into reality television, then go and become a podcaster and an influencer on Cameo. And that's what I would like to do for the rest of my life.
The end game. Podcast Cameo combo.
And I did get cast in one reality show back in the day.
Which one? I know you're in Price is Right, but that's a game show, not a reality
show. Yeah, I was on Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal, but I got casted to date Travis Kelce in 2016.
Oh my God, I forgot about this. And then what happened?
I didn't sign the contract.
Smart woman. Oh my God.
Yeah. Reality show contracts are a little crazy, but like, I'm like, if I have a little bit of money in the bank and I get cast in Traitors, let's fucking go. So excited. I will give you sound bites.
No, you have like trained for this. Like
this is what I was meant to do.
Everything has been building up to absolutely gaming reality TV.
I would love to. Yeah. I was like an OG Survivor fan. I just love reality television. Jersey Shore. Like, I just love reality television and I need to be on a show.
Amazing. It's going to happen, mate.
I want to see Alan Cummings just like serving to me and me just being like, yes, you look so beautiful.
And he's going to go, so do you.
And I'm going to be like, shut up, let's kiss right now.
You helped me a lot back then. You've helped me so much in general.
Still.
And so you helped me with this final moment for this show.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. You thought this was going to be easy.
Oh.
No, it's time.
Oh my God, there's cards?
Yes. I might need your help on this. These are the questions that we're going to ask you that will help determine whether or not you're allowed online. This is the part that the line of whether or not you are allowed online came from you. When yes. I was visiting you in New York and I was like, we have this show we're making. We have like one or two episodes out. I'm super nervous. Like, what are your thoughts?
And I had already done my homework. I had already watched all the episodes and I was like, okay, I have thoughts. And I just was like, it needs to have like an end game. It needs to have an end game, a goal. So I was like, do you determine if people are online, allowed online or not? Yeah. Or like, what's the bit there? And it like, I think a few weeks later you texted me and you were like, oh my gosh, this works perfectly. Like, cause it's called you are allowed online.
Two perfect. What in the world from across the country, these magical things that come together. It's insane. Sarah.
Yes.
Do you own a toilet?
Yes.
What's the first app you open when you sit on said toilet?
Instagram.
Instagram.
I'm an Instagram girly.
Do you go to the stories? Do you go right to the feed? What do?
I do a little bit of both. I think it depends on who's that top line on Instagram stories. I will say if it's you, I do open it up right away.
I've been spamming stories lately.
I love stories. I think that's the one channel that I've posted the most consistently on. And I only this year stopped posting like every day on stories.
Yeah, I do feel like it's one of the most important ones to do.
And Instagram is my oldest platform. 2011. Rude Unicorns. That's where it came from.
Yes.
Because back in the day, you wouldn't dare put your government name
on
the internet. Because what if job people look you up?
Real. And I think that's still kind of, some people kind of operate that way, depending on their job.
Well, now it's even more complicated while you're hiring now, especially like trying to hire for like social media marketing is like, you kind of have to suss out like who just wants to get famous.
True.
And so I think that was something that I always went through is like, I never mentioned my platform until like the final interview. Cause I never wanted people to think like, oh, I'm trying to be America's next top like influencer. It's like, no, that's just like a creative outlet. It's also a way that I test things before bringing it to like the brand. Mm. Like Threads, when Threads came up overnight, I opened up mine before I opened up Crocs to see what the situation was. So that's kind of like been the luxury of having a platform, but I don't think a social media marketing professional has to have a platform, but I do think that they should be posting and acting like a creator.
Can we see your screen time? What apps do you use the most?
Okay, let me see my screen time here. Screen time might not be good this week.
What's the number one? What's the top app?
We got a daily average of 5 hours and 10 minutes.
Woo!
Is that the top? Okay, Instagram top. TikTok second. Messages third.
Okay.
Slack fourth.
Uh-oh, we know Slack.
LinkedIn, 4 minutes behind Slack.
Whoa, she's a working woman.
She's a professional lady. Okay, she's got a 401k.
So you're very social, very social. Instagram being the first one.
Yes.
I Instagram has kind of become the one for me as well.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Who's the last person you followed? Guess you put that phone down too soon. Clickety-clack-clack.
Okay, search by latest. Date followed. I think I might know who it is.
Who was it? For real, though. Who is it? Who is it?
It's this creator called Coach Karen. And she's an executive coach.
You're following stuff for your general well-being? No, I'm just kidding.
And the reason I followed her is because she had a video that was like, I think some CEO had said, like, they look for someone with intelligence. Intelligent, what was it? Like, I sent it to someone. Let me tell you. I want to say it good.
Who I like to tell people is my grandfather. Says that you're only looking for three qualities in people: enthusiasm, intelligence, and integrity. And he says if they don't have the third one, the first two are very malicious.
Ooh.
Right?
Integrity is huge.
Yeah,
to me.
Enthusiasm, intelligence, and integrity. If they don't have integrity, then it's for
the
evil.
The rest you're awash. Wow.
And so I really liked that clip.
I like that. Inspirational. I would consider that an inspirational type of content that you're following, which is
I'm a woo-woo girl.
You are manifesting. You are. I believe it.
I've been masturbating.
Whoa.
I was trying to combine
masturbating and manifesting.
Masturbesting.
And you are masturbesting, if I may say so. All right. What is your favorite genre of TikTok?
Ooh, my favorite genre of TikTok is actually on Chinese TikTok. So they have these micro dramas and you've probably seen them where it's like a woman and she's just like, she'll like fight random men on the street and then grab their neck with her fingers. And it's like very absurd and crazy. And like, that's my favorite.
Okay. I'm being told this is weird.
Well, if I'm not online on the U.S. internet, I would be online on the Chinese internet.
Okay, this is a good one. Next question. Mm-hmm. What was the first internet video that stuck with you?
Ooh, that's a good question. There's so many that come to mind. Like, I'm a cat. I'm a kitty cat. So that one's one of them. I think also to the like end of the world.
End of the world.
I'm really aging myself here. No, these are great. I'm very proud of it. And if you don't know it, read up on your elders. Get educated. Elders. Grow up.
Ow!
End of the world. Very, very timely. Evergreen, may I say. Yes,
that one has, it has its things.
I am tired. Then take a nap.
I am tired.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, I think those two were just like, oh my gosh, my brain is very happy. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like an early watcher of Grace Helbig on that damn channel. And so when I was in college, I would be like watching her all the time and being like, you can do this? You can just be funny on the internet and not have like a traditional like hosting gig. Like, that's incredible.
What about the most recent video that has stuck with you?
That's a really good question because I don't feel like a lot sticks lately. Do I not make any memories anymore?
Oh no.
Am I just a TikTok soundboard?
Real.
I have one. The newest episode of Hot Ones with Keke Palmer, and they kiss at the end.
The kiss at the end, guys.
They kiss at the end.
How did you feel about that?
Well, overall, I loved the episode. And amazing then episode. Marketing Nerdy Brain, the Popeyes integration, chef's kiss, like so well done. Keke Palmer is a queen. I want her to be best friends. I'm saying it out loud so that it happens to me. But yeah, the kiss was so awkward, but I think Sean was trying to be a gentleman.
I agree.
And so I think like he did the, like Claudio and I had a discussion afterwards after the video about this, about the kiss.
I like saw the wide shot and I was like, this is not real. This is AI. I was like mad that it happened for some reason. First of all, it's like, wow, Keke really blessed this video.
She did. She did. So I hope they paid her well.
But I was also just like, you broke the tension. No.
No, but she was so cute. Like, if you heard, like, after they kissed, she was like, the chemistry was chemistrying. And, like, it was like, she's always just gonna, like, be such a light. And I really did love that.
Sarah, get that phone back up. Okay. Most recent Google search. Myself.
That's scary. Yeah.
What's your internet choice? Do you do Safari? Or what do? Do Chrome?
I do Chrome.
Mm. Smart woman.
Honestly, my latest Google search might have been for astrology.com because I always go to astrology.com. It's like filled with ads. But yeah, astrology.com. The Aquarius reading is really accurate this year.
Amazing, amazing. Next question. Do you use internet slang in real life?
Yes, all the time, nonstop.
What's your favorite one?
I just recently got, I have one daughter, left, like, it just left my brain. It was taking over my brain for a very long time.
That was your stim, as
yeah,
they say.
It was just kidding. But yeah, I think like queen, slay, period. Like I using all those vernaculars.
I say epic a lot, but I don't know if that's like internet
anymore.
Is
that coming back? Because epic used to be a thing around the bacon times. I don't think epic's coming back.
I think I heard PewDiePie say it and I was like, you're being ironic. Like, because it was like a branded video where they're like, if you had could put this movie into one word, what would it be? And he was like, epic. And I'm like, you know, he's saying that to make his fans laugh and that it's not genuine. And I was like, I kind of just want to start saying epic. And so I'll go epic, epic, epic. Amazing. Epic slay. Now Jacksepticeye texts me epic slay whenever I'm like posting something.
I know. I think like a couple years ago when I had visited, it was like I came and all Kiana was saying was slay. And I was like, this is so funny.
Slay is, I think some people are still saying slay unironically. I'm like, yeah, it's maybe overstaying its welcome a little bit, but it's kind of ironic or unironic.
Exactly. Now I'm using it like ironically and also to connect with the Gen Z.
Yeah, it's like this like crunchy pigeon in the gutter picking at some gum. I'm like, that's a slay.
That's a slay.
A big slay.
That's a slay,
epic,
yes.
Epic slay. What is your bedtime phone routine?
Ooh, I actually got a normal alarm clock. I got a normal alarm clock because I was like, I think I need something on my bedside to not look at my phone. It has not worked. But she's trying. And so, yeah, I have a 2-hour limit on my phone that I clearly blow through every single day. And so, yeah, lately I've been gardening on the couch and then just doom scrolling until I get sleepy tired. But, you know, that's not forever. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's best to not go on the phone right when you wake up. And it's pretty good for your eyes to not be on your phone before you go to sleep. Like 45 minutes mm-hmm. for both of those times.
So I also bought like a separate charging dock to like put in my second bedroom in my place. So my goal now is once I have that set up, plug in the phone in the other room, use alarm clock.
I like an alarm clock because it's way easier to just glance over and see the time if I wake up in the night.
I
don't
like
that.
So I turned down the lights all the way. On the thing. I just want to hear it. Like, it makes little bird sounds. So it's very
nice. That's nice.
Yes.
I need the link.
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty green flag. That's pretty wellness. It's not very chronically online, but especially the doom scrolling.
My goal is to be less iPad kid.
Which is fair. You know, I think we're all trying to be a little less iPad kid.
Exactly.
I used to go on AIM and like go to those public chat rooms and then start private chats with strangers, and they would do like the ASL thing, and
yeah.
I'd go, "You first," and they'd be like, 25 male Florida, and I'd be like, 25 female Florida, and they'd be like, "Are you single?" I'd be like, "You first," and they'd be like, "Yes." I'd be like, "Me yes. too."
See, exactly, me too.
And like, meet me at the Holiday Inn in Florida, and they'd be like, "Okay," and then I'd log off.
I used to think that ASL was just short for asshole.
So I'd be like, no, you're asshole.
That's funny.
I remember my first photo I ever published on the internet was a picture of me wearing a Hello Kitty beanie. And I was like so nervous about it.
Okay, Sarah. We have conducted our investigation upon thine online presence.
The data has been entered.
Yes, yes. We cooked the data and the results... I'd say that I wish you were online more, but not in the sense I need you doom scrolling. I want more content from Sarah Whittle.
Aw, that's very sweet.
And I also think, are you all out online? I think it's important that you are online.
Oh, I'm honored.
I think that people are being influenced by you even when they don't realize it because you are in the online matrix helping brands succeed. And also if you were banned from the internet, then those would probably collapse, I'll be honest. And also just hearing you talk about entering a space and believing in yourself and voicing your desires into the universe so that it hears you is like, I hope everybody listening to this really takes that and takes that with their day. That's why I think it's important that you're online and actually you're not allowed to log off.
Yay, teacher's pet passed. Yay, I love it.
I love you. Thank you so much for being on this
with me. Thank you so much. I mean, like, real talk, I'm not famous, and this episode may not have a lot of viewers, but I love you so much. I'm so supportive of everything you do. I think what you guys have created here, so cool, so epic. This is just the beginning. Keep trying, keep experimenting, keep saying it out to the universe. Like, go for it with your full f***ing chest, because if you don't go for it, no one's going to push you. Mm-hmm. Like, no one's pushing you behind, giving you those opportunities and telling you to try and take a little risk and experiment with something new. So like, you got it, you got the tools, you got the things, you got it, kid, just do it.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yes, I love you so much.
And you're coming back. I don't care what the views are, I don't care what anybody
says. Make it blow up.
It's Sarah Whittle. If you know, you know. I think everybody gained IQ points by listening to this episode today.
Hell yeah.
I love you, you're amazing.
Future star of the traders, Sarah Whittle. We're building up the SEO.
Yes, yes. Thank you guys for listening or watching, hanging out with us today, and I hope you watch the next one, and I also hope that you leave the internet feeling better than when you opened it today.
Don't engage with content you don't like.
Damn right. Bye.